Welcome along, Weekend Breakfast. And as promised, Yasmin Harmon is joining me now. And we're talking all about something really special that's happening at placeinthesunevents.com. And it's all happening at the RDS on October 11th and 12th. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Really looking forward to coming back to Dublin soon.
I know, we're looking forward to having you. Before we get talking about how amazing this TV show is for people, maybe a little bit delicate of a Sunday morning, what we have in common is we both have been stalwarts in doing our jobs for a really long time.
21 years I've been doing A Place in the Sun, and I still absolutely love it. I probably love it more now than I even did at the beginning. It's just such a rewarding job to be able to help people to make such a monumental, life-changing decision.
It's just such a winning formula. Like, people want to see it. You're sitting on the sofa, maybe it's a dreary winter's evening or a Sunday morning or something like that, and you just want to see really lovely places, and you're rooting for the people that you guys are working with.
Yeah, the show's been going for 25 years now. It's our 25th anniversary this year. And I think what makes it such a winning formula is that, we all love property, we all love sunshine, and it does give viewers at home that little bit of escapism. During COVID, I had so many people approaching me and saying, you were what got us through COVID. That was our only way to go abroad, was to watch it on A Place in the Sun. That was our only, you know, little bit of escapism. And I think it's also really relatable. People watch it and they say, well, if they can do it with that budget, then maybe we can do it too.
Yeah. And what I love as well is in the more recent kind of episodes as well is, you know, I was rewatching one not long ago of a couple, and they bought with a friend who had moved to the States. So it's like, you know, there's parameters there and variables that people are like, maybe we can't afford this on our own anymore, which is a reality for a lot of people. So you're highlighting all the different kind of scenarios that can make it achievable.
Exactly. I mean, we have all sorts of people coming on the show, all different relationships, all different backgrounds, all different budgets. I think the lowest budget that I've ever had in the 21 years that I've worked on A Place in the Sun was £19,500. And it was a lovely lady called Tina. And we were looking in inland Granada at the traditional style cave houses. And we managed to find her a 3-bedroom cave house for £14,500.
Oh my
God.
You know,
it was just incredible. It was incredible.
But it's funny because we were just back ourselves from the Algarve about a few weeks ago, but like north, we went kind of to Alt and Salir and places like that. And I can't help but I was like, ooh, and like when we got back, like, houses for sale. Like, you can't, it's like, you just can't help but look at it because it's a dream for so many people, but you make it a reality.
It is a dream. And do you know, I often say to my house hunters, how long have you been thinking about this? And they say, we've dreamt of this since we got married 30 years ago. You know, people, sometimes it takes a catalyst to take that step from having a dream to making it a reality. And it could be anything. It could be a change in your circumstances. It could be a loss of some kind. You know, for me, the catalyst for us finally, after 20 years of helping other people buy abroad, the catalyst for me buying abroad myself was a bereavement. And, you know, we just decided life's too short. You never know what's around the corner. Let's make this happen and make every day count. Our house hunters, a lot of them have had a catalyst, and it does make you think, you know what, they really deserve this. They've had a health scare, or they've had some, you know, something happen. What's so lovely is that all of our house hunters are really relatable people. And if you can connect with those people and you're inspired by that, then all the better. You know, I have people coming up to me most days. I live in Spain now. Most days people, you know, I might be walking the dog. Someone will come up and say, we just wanted to thank you because it's your program that's inspired us to come out here. So it's not just our house hunters that come on the show that we help, but the show itself actually helps people to just go, ah, we could do this. Let's do it. I'm inspired. And like you, you know, visiting the Algarve, you go, oh, you know, is this, can we make this happen? I think it's a brave step, but I also think that you'll never regret doing something. You might regret not doing something, but you'll never regret having the experience, you know, no matter how it works out.
And do you think as well, we're just naturally kind of, all of us are kind of nosy. We just want to look around inside other people's houses.
True. I mean, that is so, so very true. I mean, I am super nosy as well, so I love going and have a little snoop around and seeing things and, thinking, I often walk around the house and think, oh, this is nice. Oh, I'm getting ideas from here. Or I might go, oh, I'd do this differently. Or that can change and you can make this really nice.
So the RDS in Dublin, and that's a couple of weeks away, the 11th and 12th of October, a place in the sunevents.com. And I guess what can people expect from it?
So what you'll see at the event is all sorts of information and services, everything you could possibly need if you're thinking about buying a property overseas. I mean, I've experienced it now firsthand for myself, buying my own house overseas. I have my estate agent, my lawyer, my lady who sorted out all of the residency and the visas, my mortgage, my currency, my removals company, my tax advisor, every single person that I needed to help me make the move, I found out a place in the Sun Live. And so it's a really good springboard for anyone who's thinking about it, who needs help with something or who needs information to their specific circumstances. You can come and just speak to all the professionals and all the experts about your situation, and they can help you by telling you what the requirements are, or what you need, or how much you need, or what you can find for that money. And it's just a really great one-stop shop, I think, to springboard your property search into action.
It is quite overwhelming because the options are so, like, you were kind of along the coast for a long time, but in the last few seasons you've gone to North America, but you've gone elsewhere in Europe, and it is very overwhelming.
It can be, I think it's so important when you're house hunting for a place overseas. I mean, I've had people today, I'm at an event today in Birmingham, Place in the Sun Live in Birmingham. I've had people saying, oh, we can't decide between Cyprus, Spain, France, or Italy. Well, where do you, we can't start looking at properties until you've decided on a country. A budget, a location would be helpful as well, and a list of requirements. So I think it's important to do a bit of soul searching and a bit of prep so that you can actually set the wheels in motion.
And finally, do you think the enduring, and we kind of touched on this already, but the enduring attraction to the show is that it does make people realize that their long-term dreams or even short-term dreams can become a reality?
I think that is a very big part of it. I think we are obviously obsessed with the weather. So everyone wants a bit of sunshine and a bit of escapism. Everyone loves property and the idea of making an investment. And, it's always very appealing. And when you combine the two together, along with the human stories that we tell in the narrative of the program, I think it just makes for a really good watch, and it's why it's been such an enduring show.
It's a pleasure to talk to you as well. And people, the host is extremely significant into something being successful as well. I know there's lots of other presenters that have been part of it, but you've been part of it for so long. It's amazing.
I
So
know. I
continued
can't believe
success.
how 20 years have gone by so quickly. But thank you so much for having me, and can't wait to come and visit Dublin once again.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Today FM.